Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another little bite-sized political podcast from yours truly. Thanks so much for downloading this. And as always, this is sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Link below. Do check them out. And, well, you would need to be a bird brain if you believe that the bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID, say scientists. Well, that doesn't bother me because I don't believe that there was COVID. So 100 times worse than nothing is, let me think, nothing. But I'm sure you've seen this story being pushed in the media, as always. What they are saying is, it's kind of laughable, a bird flu pandemic with the potential to be 100 times worse than COVID may be on the horizon after a rare human case was discovered in Texas, experts have warned. Well, let me just stop you right there. If experts have warned it, I don't believe it. The H5N1 avian flu has spread rapidly since a new strain was detected in 2020, affecting wild birds in every state, as well as in commercial poultry and backyard flocks. Well, again, I don't think I believe in avian flu. I think this is just some grotesque thing that they do to slaughter birds on a massive scale. But now it's been detected, apparently, they claim, allegedly, in mammals, with cattle herds across four states becoming infected. And then came the shocking news that the federal health officials have said that a dairy worker in Texas caught the virus. Oh, really? You think so, do you? Let's listen to Dr. Suresh Kushipudi, who says, this virus has been on the top of the pandemic list for many, many years, maybe decades. So there you go. And we're getting dangerously close to this virus potentially causing a pandemic. That's a wee bit like me potentially winning the lottery, except I never seem to win it, which is not surprising because I don't do it. He noted that the H5N1 virus has already been detected in species throughout the world and has shown the ability to infect a range of mammalian hosts, including humans. So therefore, in my view, I think this is a virus that has the greatest pandemic threat that is playing out in plain sight and globally present. Oh, let me think. Just in time for a US presidential election. Well, strike me pink. John Fulton, a pharmaceutical industry consultant, also expressed his concerns. He says, he's the guy that says, this is laughable. He says, this appears to be 100 times worse than COVID. Well, not 99, not 90, maybe 74, no, 100. 100, John, is that what you're saying? And he says, or it could be if it mutates and maintains its high case fatality rate. Okay, so how many humans has it killed? None. This dairy worker who is allegedly infected, what were his symptoms? What, did he sneeze? And how do we know that it was a transmission? We don't know that. According to the World Health Organization, well, there's a problem. Around 52% of humans who have contracted H5N1 since 2003 have died. Well, I don't believe H5N1 exists. So no percent of humans who have contracted it, well, they haven't because it's not there. But you see, the argument is, well, COVID currently kills less than 0.1% of those it infects. I mean, I can't believe they're still spinning this crap. So, okay, let's focus on the dairy worker, shall we? Let's think about him. Thoughts and prayers. What has he got? Conjunctivitis. What? He's got conjunctivitis. Oh, right, so that's really bad, is it? Yeah, it's really, really bad. Probably means we're going to have to lock down the world. What, because someone's got a sore eye? Yeah. The patient was told to isolate and is being treated with an antiviral drug for the flu. Oh, right. So it's a flu. Is that it's a flu that he's got then, is it? Make up your mind. Has he got a sore eye? Has he got a flu? Or has he got this deadly avian flu? So anyway, I'm not going to read any more. I've given that more than enough publicity. I guess the point I'm making to you is that these freaks are constantly scheming to try and get away another scamdemic. The one in 2020 was a scamdemic. This is another pathetic attempt at a scamdemic. Will they succeed? I don't know, because once you peel away you know, the superficial layer of it and the headlines, it turns out it's some bloke's got a sore eye. That's it. You know, that's the scale of the threat to humanity. So I don't think we should be particularly concerned about that. What do you think? Do you think we should be concerned? Because again, Texas has got a sore eye. And they're treating them with antiviral drugs, which don't even work. I mean, honest to God, every element of this here is so pathetic. And, you know, the whole bird flu thing, it is honestly for bird brains. If you even believe a scintilla of this, then you need to take a good, long, hard look at yourself in the mirror. Bird flu is as much of a threat to us as COVID-19, and COVID-19 wasn't a threat in any way to us. So relax. And I mean, please do not keep culling animals in your pursuance of your satanic objectives. Thanks for listening.